Acuérdate, Señor, de nosotros cuando llegues a tu reino.
Beatos los pobres de espíritu, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos.
Beatos los mansos, porque ellos heredarán la tierra.
Beatos los que lloran, porque ellos serán consolados.
Beatos los hambrientos y sedientos de justicia, porque ellos serán saciados.
16 of October 2020, S Citizen Part 4. If we have learned to order our flow of speech and not just let it flow unhindered to the outside world, then the question now is what and how we say it. The apostle admonishes us, let no evil word come from your lips, but only a good word. And in Colossians 3:8 it says, let not even blasphemies and obscenities come from your lips. Now we are entering in a very essential area, as Jesus makes this clear. For what the heart is full of, the mouth speaks. And but what comes out of the mouth comes out of the heart and makes a man unclean. For from the heart come evil thoughts. It's in Mark 7:19-21. So we conclude, all the evil and unjust things that we say and so on come from our heart. So our heart has to be purified if we want to be able to say more and more good and helpful things. This is where our asceticism, our effort of will, has its limits. We can help to get a new heart. It is said, create a new heart. But first of all, we need the grace of God. And it's said in Ezekiel 11:19, I give you a new heart and a new spirit. I take the heart of stone from their breast and give them a heart of flesh. But the Lord loves it when we go as far as possible towards Him, that is, when we direct our will towards Him, so that He can then give us what He has planned. Even if we cannot give ourselves a new heart from which evil thoughts of any kind are completely removed, we can already take an essential step to not pass on to others the dark that comes from our heart. So a citizen can prevent evil from being spoken. This is already a big step, because then it does not directly hurt the other person and does not spread the shadow on the verbal level. However, a citizen is not given the power to prevent evil thoughts from existing in the heart. To clean the heart is a task of the Holy Spirit. But here too we can help. As a reminder, first of all, with the help of us citizens, we have to master talking a lot. Then we have to prevent bad words from being spoken by us. So when evil thoughts arise from our heart, we must first of all notice them and take an inner stand on them, not justify or suppress them. So when evil thoughts arise from our heart, you must first of all notice them and take an inner position on them, not justify or displace them. Displacement would mean to pretend that they do not exist. This takes revenge with inner tensions, and these are often expressed in biting remarks. We must perceive these unpleasant thoughts and refuse them. Refuse means in this case to express with our will that we do not agree with them. This is a very important step, because often we justify ourselves and our behavior, but it cannot be sustained in the light of the gospel. With such a step, the unpleasant thoughts do not usually dissolve, but we withdraw our affirmation from them. Now we turn to the Lord in an inner prayer and ask Him to give us His Spirit to overcome these thoughts and feelings. I personally always call on the Holy Spirit, who is our divine friend, and ask Him to touch my negative thoughts, because He is a love between Father and Son and is poured out into our hearts. This means, in concrete terms, that I carry the unpleasant things that come out of me to Him, who is pure love, where there is nothing impure, no evil, no lies, no disorderly self-love. Let us take a biblical image. We carry the dark to where there is a fire of love, which also has a quality of purification. This latter process is a key to how we can cooperate in the purification of our heart where evil comes from. After all, it is a task of the Holy Spirit to guide us on the path of sanctification, so we carry all the unholy within us to Him, the Holy One, and ask Him to touch it through Himself. In this way, God can give us a pure heart. We remember the word of the Beatitude, "Blessed are the pure in the heart, for they shall see God." Tomorrow I will take up the theme again and link it to the importance of the spiritual struggle to which we are all called.
Today we hear the Song of the Beatitudes taken of the Byzantine Liturgy in Spanish language.
Acuérdate, Señor, de nosotros cuando llegues a tu reino.
Beatos los pobres de espíritu, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos.
Beatos los mansos, porque ellos heredarán la tierra.
Beatos los que lloran, porque ellos serán consolados.
Beatos los hambrientos y sedientos de justicia, porque ellos serán saciados.
Beatos los misericordiosos, porque ellos alcanzarán misericordia.
Beatos los limpios de corazón, porque ellos verán a Dios.
Beatos los que trabajan por la paz, porque ellos serán llamados hijos de Dios.
Beatos los perseguidos por causa de la justicia, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos.
Beatos cuando os ultrajen y persigan, y mintiendo digan toda clase de mal contra vosotros por mi causa.
Alegraos y regocijaos, porque grande será vuestra recompensa en los cielos.